Football Network. Evening, everybody. Thanks for stopping by on this Saturday night in North Augusta. Mitchell Speltz with you on the call here tonight as the Green Jackets square off with the Myrtle Beach Pelicans for the fifth time this week. Augusta won the opener 5-4 back on Tuesday, but since that point, it has been all Myrtle Beach. They have won the last three, doubling up both the Green Jackets in Wednesday and Thursday's contest. And a 5-2 win yesterday for the visitors, held off a comeback attempt by the Green Jackets on a couple of occasions in the 8th and 9th inning. They left a total of 4 stranded in those two innings combined as they fell by 3 runs. As Augusta looks to put an end to their losing streak today, they'll send right-hander A.J. Smith-Shawver to the mound. He'll be making his first official start since July the 14th. He did start, however, on Sunday in Columbia before the game was ultimately canceled in the 4th inning. He'll face Didier Vargas, who will make his first start and appearance of the year for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Left-hander started the year in South Bend and has been moved down to Myrtle Beach, and he will get the call today for Buddy Bailey's team as they look to win the series today and look up to pick their fourth win in a row over Augusta. We've got more yet to come here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with our probable pitcher report next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer.
The On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, continues here from SRP Park. TaxSlayer, your refund is waiting. Game number 5 between the Green Jackets and Pelicans. It's Marvel, Defender of the Diamonds Knight. Green Jackets will be wearing specialty uniforms that will be auctioned off during the game and be given away after. And now let's check out the probable pitcher report for tonight. For Augusta, they'll send right-hander A.J. Smith-Shawver to the bump. This will be his 16th start of the year. 95 strikeouts, 62 and two-thirds innings this year with a 2-4 record. His last start, he earned a win with his first quality start of his career against the Fredericksburg Nationals here at SRP Park. He did pitch on Sunday through 3 2/3 before the game was officially called due to rain. None of those stats counted, however, but Smith-Shawver gave up one run in that time and was throwing the ball well during his outing. His mound opponent will be Didier Vargas, who was just moved to Myrtle Beach this week. Left-hander from Panama will get the start for the Pelicans. This will be his third start of the year. He's moved around a little bit. He started in the Arizona Complex League, then moved up to South Bend, where he made 11 appearances out of the bullpen. Got knocked around a little bit, 28 strikeouts, 12 walks, but had an average against him of nearly 300. He gave 22 runs, 20 earned, and an earned run average of 6.5. He did pitch in Myrtle Beach last season for the Pelicans. It'll be Smith, Shauver, and Vargas for the fifth game as the Pelicans are looking to win another series here at SRP Park. Green Jackets looking to halt their current losing streak at three games. The on-deck show will continue in just a moment here from SRP Park. We'll take our drive around the league when we return on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Esther, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Back on the On Deck Show, built by Tax Slayer from SRP Park. Now time for our drive around the league. Out-of-town scoreboard presented by Easy Go. Checking out some Carolina League scores here before we get to our action here tonight. One game currently going on in Fayetteville, North Carolina. There is no score currently between the Woodpeckers and the visiting Mudcats. That game is in the fourth inning. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, Salem is at Fredericksburg. Charleston plays host to Down East. At 6:30, Lynchburg is playing host to the Delmarva Shorebirds. And at 7 o'clock, Columbia continues their series in Kannapolis. Those two teams have split the first four of that series. In the Braves ranks today, in the bottom of the third in Hickory, North Carolina, the Rome Braves trail the Crawdads 2-0. Roy Bersilinas get the start today for the Rome Braves. Hickory got two runs on them in the first inning of that game. At 6:05, coming up same time as us, AAA Gwinnett is hosting the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. And Bryce Elder getting the start for the Stripers. And at 7:05, Mississippi is on the road at Pensacola. A win for the M Braves today. They can move a game over 500 on the season. And the Atlanta Braves continue their series tonight with the Arizona Diamondbacks at Truist Park in Atlanta. That game gets started tonight at 7:20. Braves won the opener last night. We've got more to come yet here on the On Deck Show. We'll take another break, and when we return, we've got the starting lineups for Game 5, Green Jackets and Pelicans, on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
All right, we are kicking off tonight the Marvel Center of the Diamond.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new.
Deck show built by TaxSlayer going here from SRP Park as we get set for the fifth game of this series. Green Jackets and Pelicans. Let's meet the starters for this round five matchup. First for the visiting Pelicans, who are 63-31 on the year. That's the best mark in minor league baseball. 16-12 in the second half. Led by manager Buddy Bailey, the Pelicans are the single-A affiliate of the Chicago Cubs. Leading off today, second baseman Josue Umar. In the two spot, left fielder Parker Chambers. Batting third in center field is Ezekiel Pagan. Kevin Alcantara once again bats as the cleanup man and designated hitting. Batting fifth, right fielder Jacob Wetzel. James Triantos is the sixth place hitter. He's at third base. In the seventh spot, first baseman Felix Stevens. Batting eighth and catching Malcolm Quintero. And in the ninth spot, shortstop Alejandro Rivero. Again for the Pelicans, Uma, Chambers, Pagan, Alcantara, Wetzel, Triantos, Stevens, Quintero, and Rivero. Making his first appearance of the season for Myrtle Beach, on the mound is left-hander Didier Vargas. And now for Augusta, 45-47 is their overall record, 9-17 in the second half. Led by manager Nestor Perez, the Green Jackets are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. In the leadoff spot tonight at third base, Geraldo Quintero. Francisco Floyd bats second at shortstop. Back in the lineup, batting third, center fielder Brandel Mesquita. Brandon Parker bats cleanup. He is the designated hitter. Batting fifth, the right fielder Stephen Polini. In the sixth spot, the catcher Adam Zabrowski. Makai Backstrom bats seventh. He's at first base. Batting eighth, left fielder Connor Blair. And rounding up the order in the ninth spot is second baseman Eliezel Stevens. Once again, for the Green Jackets, it's Quintero, Floyd Mesquita, Parker, Polini, Zabrowski, Backstrom, Blair, and Stevens. A.J. Smith-Shawver gets the start today for Augusta. Right-hander is making start number 16 on the year. And now for tonight's umpiring crew behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes is Jalen Goodman. Charles Welling is on the base paths. And now for the Augusta University Injury Report, checking out the 7-day injured list for the Green Jackets presented by Augusta University Health. It's currently a clean bill of health. The Green Jackets do not have any active members on the injured list and are all fully healthy. We've got one final break here from SRP Park when we return. Green Jackets, Pelicans, Game 5 here in the CSRA. We're back with the action after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
For a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like... Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credit stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Saturday evening for baseball here in North Augusta, SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you for the 5th game of this series. Green Jackets and Pelicans, as they have won the last 3, have the visitors from Myrtle Beach. A 5-2 win yesterday, and now Augusta sends right-hander A.J. Smith-Shawver to the mound to put an end to this skid. Right-handers put together a nice second half of the year, making a 16th start. His ERA sits just under 5, 95 strikeouts. He's the team leader in that department. In 62 2/3 innings, averaging about 13 strikeouts per 9 innings, is the right-handed prospect in the Atlanta Braves system. Here's the starting lineup for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Buddy Bailey's got out there today. Very similar to yesterday. Josue Uma is the top man, followed by Parker Chavers and Ezekiel Pagan. Same middle three with Kevin Alcantara, Jacob Wetzel, and James Triantos. Felix Stevens, Malcolm Quintero, and Alejandro Rivero complete the lineup card for the Chicago Cubs single A affiliate. Defensive alignment today behind A.J. Smith-Shawver in the outfield from left to right. It's Connor Blair, Brandel Mesquita, and Stephen Polini. Geraldo Quintero's at third baseman. Francisco Floyd once again at short. Eliezel Stevens is the second baseman with Mekhi Backstrom roaming over at first. And doing the catching today for A.J. Smith-Shawver is Adam Zabrowski. Umpiring crew for tonight, Jalen Goodman once again calls the balls and strikes. Charles Welling is on the base path, same two-man crew we've had here all week. Green Jackets are in the uniquely themed Marvel Defenders of the Diamond jerseys here tonight. Got the green and yellow look with the white pants, black ball caps. Road blues for the Pelicans, yellow numbers, white trim, and the blue ball caps. And we are just about set for baseball here from North Augusta. So glad to have you with us and joining us on this Saturday night. Crowd still filling in here as Augusta looks to put a halt to their losing skid. Switch hitter Josue Uma will start it off for the Pelicans, who have won the last three. Can earn another series win here at SRP Park with a win here today. Ready on lefty. First pitch from Smith-Shawver is high with a fastball. And away we go on this Saturday night. 6:07 local time, first pitch here tonight. Not a terribly bad day for baseball. A little humidity, but not bad, as the 1-0 pitch is popped up. Round third base, Geraldo Quintero right behind the bag, backs up a few steps and makes the catch. Two pitches in and out for Smith-Shawver to start his night as Uma pops one right up the elevator shaft. One up and one down for Parker Chavers. Fielding game conditions at first pitch today, 84 degrees, feels like 93 though with the humidity. Little wind blowing in to him right field. It's a nice little breeze. One of the nice cooler days we've had here. I've had some, feels like 100 games throughout the week. First pitch to Chavers is down and in. 1-0 to the left fielder for the Pelicans. A team that is almost aligned the same way they were yesterday. An offense that put five runs on the board. A well-pitched effort led by Tyler Santana. 1-0 pitch is on the inside corner, says Jalen Goodman. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets had a couple of occasions late where they attempted to rally. However, the bullpen just able to bend but not break for the Pelicans. That was another well-thrown effort by them as the 1-1 pitch is slapped foul by Chavers. Sends it out of play, 1-2. Now the left-handed bats at the top for Buddy Bailey, whom is a switch hitter who just hit. Chavers, Pagan, Alcantara, Wetzel. The four following, three of the four are lefties. Alcantara the only exception. 1-2 pitch, a liner to left center. That one is going to fall in the gap. Connor Blair rushes over to cut it off. He's there and will fire it back in quickly. Shows off the nice arm. Floyd cuts it off, and that will hold Chavers to a long single. Hit that one right on the screws, and Blair had a good jump to go cut that one off. Keeps Chavers at first base as he has the two-strike hit. And now it's Ezekiel Pagan for the Pelicans. Just getting started here from SRP Park. Got plenty of room for you still. Got fireworks coming up after the game. Also gives you a shot to bid on these Marvel jerseys that will be going on throughout the contest here. First pitch, a swing and a miss. And it's 0-1 to Pagan. One of the few specialty jerseys the Green Jackets have worn this year. These ones are sharp, though. Players like these ones. And, of course, they're going for a good cause, too. The pitch coming to Pagan is popped up foul. Third base side, that one will get out of play. Stays 0-2. And Smith-Shawver's once again in the driver's seat. Guy was really throwing the ball well in the second half of the year. That ERA that's on the season, 4.88, is closer to 3 in the second half. Last time he started officially was a quality start here against Fredericksburg. And a game Augusta won 3-2. 0-2 pitch is high with a fastball. Good location. Pecan wouldn't bite on it, though. A little too tall for him. 1-2. Smith-Shawver did start on Sunday. Was pitching into the fourth inning when the game was knocked out due to weather and did not return. It was canceled officially. 1-2. Another pop-up. This one right near the mound. All the infielders converge. Francisco Floyd says he's got it, but then it's Eliezel Stevens who takes command at second instead. Right behind the mound. Everyone backs up. Good communication about the infield. And that's the second out of the inning. A couple uppercut swings by the Pelicans that produced two outs in the inning. And now it's Kevin Alcantara, who's had a huge week here. Had a grand slam earlier this week, three RBIs on Thursday. Did some more damage yesterday as well. First pitch coming to the cleanup man. He had a big cut, but he missed. Starts him with a changeup, and it's 0-1. Smith Shawver's got three good pitches he'll go to. Fastball, slider, and a changeup. Really found the groove on that changeup in the middle of the season, and he's used it as a good third pitch to that slider. As the 0-1 pitch is hammered down the left field line, this one will get towards the wall. Connor Blair looking to dig it up quick. He picks it up. They're going to send home Chavers. The throw's coming in. It'll go through the cutoff man, and Chavers will score. RBI number 74, Alcantara, gives the Pelicans another first-inning lead as that one was drilled down in the corner. The Green Jackets unable to perfect the relay, and as a result, no shot to throw out Chavers. And Alcantara's got another extra base hit. Left one up there for him, and Alcantara has done what he's done all week and barreled up another pitch. Ends up at second base. Couple of hard hit balls in the inning now against Smith Shawver. As the Green Jackets will play from behind here, Chavers scores all the way from first base. Moving on contact, has great speed, and got in without a throw. Had the double cutoffs that time in Floyd and Quintero, but Connor Blair kind of put it right in between both of them as Wetzel takes a strike. Number five hitter for the Pelicans, and it's 0-1. But we got a long way to go yet. Not the score run to win anyway. Green Jackets have shown they have been very much capable of hitting the ball this week in terms of making good contact, but trying to get the timely ones has been the issue the last few days as the pitch is in the dirt. And the count is even to Wetzel. Hits yesterday were even at 8 apiece. Pelicans won the game 5-2. Green Jackets had three errors in the game, none for Myrtle Beach, who's had a really good week here on the defensive side to have just one error. Have not allowed any unearned runs to score. Big help to their pitching staff as the 1-1 is up and away, 2-1. No, really, they did not have many key hits either last night. They were 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position, but had the home run ball by Ethan Hearn. They small-balled their way to a couple runs in the seventh inning. And Augusta just unable to crack the code in the last few innings as Wetzel takes one down and in. And it's 3-1. Pitch count for Smith Shawver at 15 here in the opening inning. In his normal rest time from Sunday, had a high-stress first pitch inning in Columbia. That's a game that's not going to count in the stat books, but certainly still threw a normal amount of pitches as the 3-1 is cut on and missed. High fastball around the letters, and the count is full. 1-0 Pelicans here in the top of the first. Alcantara stands at second. Yeah, Smith Shawver looks to keep it that way. The RBI leader spotting his team an early lead as he gets his lead off a second, about three steps off. Floyd sneaking in behind him. 3-2. A fly ball, foul territory. Quintero running back near the dugout, and he will not get there in time. He'll jump over the wall and into the hill there. A dangerous play. Did not stick the landing, but gave that one a good run. Tried to jump almost really where that bench is in the bullpen area for Augusta, but covered a lot of ground. But when you're running to the bullpen, running back with a full head of steam, that is anything but easy. And that top defensive play for sure if he ran that one down. And so pitch number 7 coming up to Jacob Wetzel. Now Contra gets another good lead off of second base. AJ looking to finish off the 5-hitter. Open stance for him from the left side. 3-2 pitch, a spoil foul. Just behind a fastball, but a nice defensive rip on it to stay in the count. One of those things where Wetzel appears to have that fastball timing down, and the cruising speed for AJ with that heater is around 95, 96. Trying to rev it up a little bit as he works in his first inning. That's that good three-pitch mix of a slider changeup he combats with it. Both have great movement to it as the 3-2 is a half swing, and he went around, says base umpires Charles Welling. Crossed him up with that slider as he put it down and in on him. Back foot breaking ball, inning is over. But the Pelicans do get one on the double by Alcantara. Half inning in the books. Pelicans 1, Green Jackets coming up on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve.
Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art cyber technology center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Pelicans grab another first and in lead in consecutive nights, setting the way for left-hander Didier Vargas, who's making his first appearance with Myrtle Beach on the season, has pitched both down in Arizona at the extended spring training team, and also the South Bend Cubs, the high-A club, as where he was last before moving down here to Myrtle Beach, as he'll get the call against this starting nine set up by Nestor Perez. Geraldo Quintero will be the leadoff man tonight with Francisco Floyd and Brandel Mesquita, the next two behind him. In the middle, Brandon Parker, Stephen Pelini, and Adam Sabrowski. Makai Backstrom, Connor Blair, and Eliezel Stevens complete the lineup for Augusta here tonight. Defense for the Pelicans behind Vargas. Parker Chavers is the left fielder with Ezekiel Pagan in center. Jacob Wetzel is once again in right field. Third to first on the infield, James Triantos, Alejandro Rivero, Josue Uma, and Felix Stevens. Malcolm Quintero, the battery mate today for Didier Vargas. Lefty, righty, first pitch to Quintero is smoked to short, but a leaping catch by the shortstop. Rivero is the first out of the inning. Nailed that one, but right at the shortstop for Myrtle Beach. All he had to do was hop just a little bit, and he brought it down for the first out. Those are the ones you go back to the dugout and you shake your head and say, what am I supposed to do on that one? It's good positioning on the Pelicans' part. First pitch is down and into Francisco Floyd, and it's 1-0. That one had some good exit velocity off the bat. No results, however, as a 1-0 pitch, a swing and a miss, 1-1. That's the tough luck part about a baseball game. But in the end, when you hit the ball consistently like that, it will all average out. Always does. 1-1 is up and away, 2-1 as Floyd watched it go by. Not in his head, knowing he had a ball that time. Guy's got good plate discipline, will take some mighty hacks up there, but knows the strike zone pretty well. Two balls and a strike. The pitch is up and away. 3-1. Last appearance for Vargas came down in Arizona. He started the year in South Bend. Last pitched in Arizona, the Complex League, as he fires in a strike to Floyd. 3-2. Has really pitched well down in Arizona. Got knocked around a little bit in high A at the South Bend Cubs, who have a very good roster. 3-2, a swing and a miss, and Floyd strikes out on a breaking ball from Vargas in there, quickly two away. Left that one up a little bit, but out across the part of the plate where Floyd couldn't reach it. Great location by Vargas, and there are two away for Brandel Mesquita. Trying to start something up here with two outs as Augusta trails Myrtle Beach 1-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Vargas' first pitch to Brandel is off the end of the bat and rolled to short. Behind the bag is the shortstop Rivero. He'll throw out Mesquita by a couple of steps to put the Green Jackets down in order. So Augusta down 1-2-3. Vargas, good start to his night. We head to the second. 1-0 Pelicans on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
having a choice is awesome. Because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet. Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to.
AJ Smith Shauver looking for a slight settle down inning here. Pelicans have a 1-0 lead on them after a pair of hits in the first, including an RBI double with two outs by Kevin Alcantara. His 70th RBI of the year spots the Pelicans an early lead once again. Have been very good at scoring early in this series, working with the lead as James Triantos leads off. He had a big cut on a slider from Smith Shauver, and he missed it. Nothing in one of the six hitter for the Pelicans. Myrtle Beach has scored in the first in the last two games. The 0-1 is a breaking ball dotted right on the outside corner. Spins one right to the edge. Consecutive sliders by Smith Shauver as Triantos is down 0-2. Pair of prospects squaring off here. Smith Shauver, the highest rated prospect on this Green Jackets team, nearing the top 10 in both Baseball America and as well the MLB pipeline. Good young 19-year-old arm who has not a ton of mileage on that arm. 0-2 pitch spiked in the dirt. 1-2. And Smith Shauver really found a knack for pitching a little over a year ago. A guy who was known for being a big football player coming up. Had plans to go to Texas Tech to play both football and baseball, but then he found out he's got a real knack for pitching as the 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Count evens up to Triantos. That one did not miss by much. A lot of sliders in this at-bat for Smith Shauver. Facing off a top-five prospect in the Cubs system for Triantos. Five homers, 36 driven in for the third baseman as the 2-2 pitch. A fly ball into right center field. Hit well, but playable for somebody. Mesquita had a late break on it, but Stephen Pelini will move over and make the catch from right field. And Triantos is the first out of the inning. A little less ground for Mesquita to cover that time, but went back a little too far on it. Pelini had a good read. Great angle, made the catch. Also being a left-hander, went right to his glove side to catch that ball. And now it's Felix Stevens back in the lineup for the Pelicans. He's had a nice series so far. He's been a tough out for the Green Jacket pitching staff as he bats from the right side. Smith Shauver's first pitch got him way out in front. Starts him with a changeup 0-1. And Smith Shauver told me a while back he started messing around as a pitcher back near the end of his junior year and into his senior year of baseball as the 0-1 pitch. A high fly ball in the infield, playable for somebody. It's going to be Francisco Floyd right near her, although Quintero to make the catch. As a shortstop for Augusta, puts away Stevens for out number two. That's the third infield pop-up already for the Pelicans here tonight. A lot of big uppercut swings against Smith Shauver. Especially on those high fastballs, getting exactly what he's looking for. Two gone for Malcolm Quintero, 1-0 Pelicans here in the top of the second inning. Smith Shauver looking for a clean three-batter inning. Righty on lefty. First pitch coming to him is inside for a ball. 1-0. Go back to Smith Shauver, a guy who really started throwing, really going to his senior year of high school. Was rushing up in the mid-90s, drew a lot of college attention as a pitcher. When a lot of that attention was on the football side. Great high school quarterback as the 1-0 pitch is laced to right. Pelini goes back near the track, but he'll have a beat on it and make the catch. And that will do it for the Pelicans in their half of inning number two. Three fly ball outs, and we are through it in half from SRP Park. 1-0, Myrtle Beach with the lead on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA. Got a branch on you. don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Bottom half of the second from SRP Park, which is spelled with you on the call from North Augusta. Right along the Savannah River, bordering South Carolina and Georgia. Great location for a ballpark. Crowd continues to file in here on this Saturday night. Didier Vargas back to the mound to face Brandon Parker. He had a half swing. Did he go? He did not. No appeal. Pitch was outside. Thought they might ask on that. They did not. Parker holds up on an outside fastball. One ball, no strikes. Pelicans with a 1-0 lead here in the bottom half of the second. 1-0 pitch off the end and ground to Schur. Right to Rivero. Going to be his third put out of the game, and he'll complete it for the first out of the second inning. Caught a liner and a ground out back in the first. Gets another grounder in his direction to start the second. And now Stephen Pollini with the bases empty. Gus is still looking for their first base runner tonight. A couple ground balls, a liner to short, and also a strikeout for Vargas as the pitch to Pollini is sprayed foul. Just a bit behind one, 0-1. Now Pollini's put together a nice little series here. Reached three times yesterday. Multi-hit contest for him. Quietly on a little bit of an on-base run as the 0-1 is fouled again as he knocks it back to the left side. Now the concourse area, 0-2. Pliny comes into this game with an 11-game on-base streak. Has had a really good on-base mark in every month of the season for the exception of May. As the 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball that'll drop in on the inside corner. And Vargas has a 3-pitch K of Pliny. That's big league pitching right there. Threw him a curveball and stuck the landing right on the inside part. Pliny heads back to the dugout, wondering what just hit him that time. First time Vargas has really thrown that pitch. And there's not much of a book for these Green Jackets hitters on him. Vargas did pitch in Myrtle Beach last year. As Adam Zabrowski hits, and he'll take a strike, 0-1. In terms of the numbers, this is the first appearance for Vargas with the Pelicans this year, about half the season in Arizona in the Complex League as well as working in South Bend. 0-1 pitch is outside. Zabrowski takes the ball, and the count is even, 1-1. And Zabrowski, who's been the best Augusta hitter this week, has driven in 7 runs in his 4 starts, or 3 starts, I beg your pardon. 1-1 pitch is down away, 2-1. Had 3 in the first game on Tuesday, did not play in Thursday's game. Did play Wednesday, though, had 2 in that game on a double, and had 2 yesterday. 2-1 is a ball just a bit inside. Good pitch by Vargas, better take by Zabrowski, who has an excellent eye at the plate. Infield back and straight up for the Pelicans. No shift down for Zabrowski, who's in the driver's seat here with 2 outs as the 3-1 is down and away. Vargas walks him to put a base runner aboard with 2 outs for Mekhi Backstrom. 1-0 Pelicans in the bottom half of the second. See if Augusta can start a 2-out rally here. Kai Backstrom enters the box from the left side. Zabrowski on at first, finding his way on the base paths once again. First pitch to him is nubbed foul down the first base side. As Vargas worked him in, no balls and a strike. Backstrom looking for his first hit of the week, activated off the injured list back on Tuesday. On the shelf for a couple weeks, dealing with an ankle issue. 0-1 pitch is a strike on the inside corner. through Mejita right on that inside part. Now we've seen the Pelicans pitch Backstrom on that inside part of the plate all week. Going to be a fastball, breaking ball. They've located it well. Backstrom looking for one that's hung up there a little bit. Throw it to first. Zabrowski just falls back into the bag. Didn't have much of a lead out there. Keeps his hand on it as Stevens pumps it back to the pitcher's mound, trying to see if Zabrowski would take his hand off. Smart player. He was waiting for him to get rid of the ball. Count is nothing and two to Backstrom. Chokes up a little bit. The pitch. It's in the dirt. Good block by Malcolm Quintero as it keeps it right in front of him. A spinner right into the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Backstrom has drawn a handful of walks this week. Looking to get a hold of one here. Has driven in 32. He's got 7 home runs on the year near the top of the Green Jackets this year. And his home runs have been no cheapies either. 1-2 pitch. He'll break the strike zone with a curveball. Pulls out the parachute, and Vargas picks up a couple strikeouts in the inning, both of them looking with that curveball. And we are 3-2 now from SRP Park. Still Pelicans 1, Green Jackets nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Belts with you from SRP Park in North Augusta. 1-0 Myrtle Beach with the lead. Here in the third inning, top half, Alejandro Rivera will start it off for the Pelicans. Number 9 hitter in their lineup. That's on the right-hand side. Smith Shawver set to work against him. First pitch coming is down and away. Missed with a fastball. One ball, no strikes. One strikeout for AJ so far. He's gotten a lot of outs through the air, specifically infield pop-ups. Nearly one time through the order. 1-0 pitch. Line to the left. It's going to be snagged out of the air by Geraldo Quintero. A snow cone grab over at the hot corner for Quintero. Perfectly timed that jump and able to snag it before it got over him and into left field. Not a tall man over there, but still brought it down. Only 5'8". That perfectly timed leap that time. Makes the catch. One away. Back to the top of the order now in Josue Uma. Switch header bets from the left side. Smith Shawver's first pitch is a strike. That's 0-1. At a first time through the order, Smith Shawver will certainly take. He'd rather have 0 runs on the board than 1. But a low pitch count so far as he enters with 1 out here in the third inning. As the 0-1 is too low. Missed with a changeup. 1 ball, 1 strike. Got a guy who has normally a higher pitch count than most going through the process of a ball game because of his strikeout ability. Has longer at-bats naturally. 1-1 pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 1-2. And that's hence the reason why you don't see a whole lot of complete games anymore in baseball, not like we used to, because of all the strikeouts you see, not as many aggressive swings early in counts. 1 ball, 2 strikes to the second baseman, Uma, the pitch. Is a call. Strike 3. It locked him up with a breaking ball. Got the knees to buckle and drop that slider in on him. And Smith Shawver has his second strikeout of the night. He had just four pitches to get this one of Uma. Now Smith Shauver's got a chance for another 1-2-3 inning. He's retired six in a row ever since that RBI double by Kevin Alcantara. He continues to work out of the windup. The pitch to Chavers is knocked back out of play. Nothing in one to the left fielder for the Pelicans, who has had a nice series. 2-for-14, but he's put up a lot of good at-bats. He has found his way on base in timely spots. One RBI for him this week, batting in the two-hole. 0-1 pitch is a little bit low. One ball, one strike. Brief action for him, only his seventh game. He'll get the single-A level with the Pelicans right at the top of the order. Good place to be with this club. 1-1, a foul as he paddles one out of play to the left field side. Ball one, strike two. Smith Shauver once again up ahead of an early hitter. See if he tries that breaking ball again. He has relied on that slider changeup combo pretty nicely. Not a ton of fastballs so far. See what he does here. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to the left fielder. And another foul on the fastball at 94. Best velocity so far for AJ. And the count is still 1-2. And what was just his 38th pitch. And he's not away from getting through three innings. Open stance on the left side for Chavers. The 1-2. It's in the dirt. Spiked one in there as he threw him a hard slider. Ball two, strike two. Pelicans one, Green Jackets nothing here in the third inning. Little pull shift on for Chavers. Quintero, the third baseman at the shortstop position. 2-2. A swing and a miss. Struck him out with the slider. Consecutive punch-outs for Smith Shauver. Gets him through the third clean. He's retired seven in a row, and now his offense trying to get it going. 1-0 Myrtle Beach. We're through 2.5 on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Smith-Shauver on a roll. See if that momentum can carry over to the offensive side for Augusta, who trails 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. Good work for his counterpart, Didier Vargas, so far. He's given up just one base runner via a walk. Connor Blair starts the inning. First pitch fastballs up and away. And it's 1-0 to the Green Jacket left fielder. Second start for Connor this week. Getting that left field call today as the 1-0 pitch is hit in the air, foul to the right side. That one will get out. One ball, one strike. Blair started back on Thursday and was 0-for-4. Four home runs with 14 driven in for Blair. Now showing a good power swing and the ability to barrel up pitches as the 1-1 is outside. 2-1. Former junior college player of the year at Butte Community College in California before transferring to Washington in the Pacific Northwest. Two balls and a strike. The pitch from Vargas is hit in the air on a line to right. Moving over near the line is Jacob Wetzel. He'll get there in plenty of time and make the catch in fair territory. And the first out of the Green Jacket third. Bases remain empty. Eliezel Stevens will bat now. One of the three lefties in there against Vargas. Master Perez, instead of playing some matchups, keeping some of the hotter hitters in there today. Yeah, Stevens is one of them. First pitch comes inside. Did that hit him or the bat? They're going to say that his elbow guard. Had that lot of click sound where it could have sounded like it hit the knob. Looked like he got his elbow guard, though, from my vantage point. He'll take his base. No bruise there, and that's why he put it right over that funny bone. That's a tough spot to get hit. Easy when you have the guard on. So a hit batter for Vargas. Line up back to the top now in Geraldo Quintero. Green Jackets trail Myrtle Beach 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. As they look to regain the lead or tie it up here. I shouldn't say regain. Looking to get it for the first time, rather, as the first pitch is outside to Quintero. One ball, no strikes. Green Jackets did not lead at any point yesterday. And also played most of Thursday's game from behind, although they did lead in the ninth inning. 1-0 pitch. Quintero sends one into the air. Foul, first base side. Felix Stevens will check it out, but he will run out of room. Count evens to Geraldo, who had a nice catch in the last inning. A leaping snag. A snow cone grab to take one away from Alejandro Rivero, who also took one away from him back in the first inning. Hit a liner right at him. 1-1 pitch is sent back up the middle. There's a rocket that'll get down. And a big sigh of relief for Quintero, who trots it down to first. That is his first hit of the series, and the baseball gods are finally on his side. Now short over at first, mimicking that same sentiment as he smoked that one right back where it came from. And hasn't been the easiest week for Quintero. He's had a lot of balls hit like that that have been caught. Not that one, though. And he was finally due for one. Cash is in here. He's now at first. That's the first hit of the game for Augusta. First pitch to Francisco Floyd is a swing and a miss as Vargas starts him with the gas. And it's 0-1. And now a good opportunity here for Augusta, first and second. One out in the inning for a good hitter in Francisco Floyd. Trying to get a hold of one here. Had a home run a few days ago. 0-1 pitch, a big sweeping breaking ball that drops over the shoot tops for a ball. One ball, one strike. A couple variations of the fastball for the left-hander Vargas. A four-seam and a two-seam, which can be very effective to both righties and lefties as the pitch is right down the chute. And Vargas now up 1-2 to Floyd. Trying to poke one to the outfield somewhere. Got good speed at both bases. And Stevens and Quintero with Augusta trailing by one. 1-2 breaking ball left upstairs above the letters. 2-2. Floyd had plenty of his distance on his home run back on Thursday. Just straight enough where it was inside the foul pole for a homer. Has driven in three in his 2 weeks plus of action. 2-2 in the dirt, smothered by Quintero as he keeps it right in front of him. As the catcher's getting his second start this week, able to keep the breaking ball right in his grasp, and the count is full to Floyd with Brandel Mesquita due next, another man who is due for one. Green Jackets are just looking for a big inning against this Pelicans pitching staff. They have been held in check all week. 3-2, a wave and a miss. Perhaps chase ball four there as he got him to go after a breaking ball down and away. And Vargas has his fourth strikeout, and it's a timely one here. As now there's two outs for Brandel Mesquita. Forty driven in for Mesquita, looking for his first this week. Batting in the three spot. And a couple of Green Jackets on the base pass, facing a left-hander. And Vargas in the first pitch coming to him is a mighty hack and a foul into the netting. No balls and a strike. You don't see Mesquita take too many cuts like that. He's got a nice, easy swing. Puts up a good approach and gets a lot of success when he does put the ball in play. Strikeout number a little bit high for him, more than he would like it to be. But overall, a tremendous hitter. Does a lot of good things well as the 0-1 pitch is back up the middle. That'll leak into center. Base hit for Mesquita. Stevens coming around third. Quintero heads for third base. That throw will get away. Quintero gets up. He will score. And the Green Jackets take a 2-1 lead as Mesquita ends up at third. And that'll bring the energy to SRP Park. Mesquita brings in a pair. Never stopped running himself as he makes it all the way to third base. Seven scores. And an error on the throw to third base by the center fielder Pagan allowed Quintero to score. And Augusta will take them any way they can get them. It's now a 2-1 Green Jacket lead. That was good recognition by Quintero. His dugout was yelling for him to get up and go home. Nobody was backing up that throw for the Pelicans, and you can't blame them for that. Pagan, or I should say, the pitcher, Vargas, is backing up home thinking that's where the throw is going to go, and that's what you practice naturally. Not going to go to third on that, and Pagan's got a good throwing arm. A one-hopper maybe could have been knocked down by Triantos, but with a runner coming at you, makes it a little bit more challenging as the pitch to Brandon Parker is rolled over to short. Alejandro Rivero's got another shot, and he'll take care of Parker by a couple of steps, and that will retire the side. But Brando Mesquita gives Augusta the lead, 2-1 the score as he brings home two on a base hit back up the middle. We head to the fourth now, Augusta 2, Myrtle Beach 1 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we'd love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Augusta has their first lead of the night. It's 2-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. A.J. Smith-Shawver working for a lead now with the first pitch coming to Ezekiel Pagan. A hefty hack and a foul back out of play. Nothing in one to the center fielder for Myrtle Beach. Had a throw-in error on that scoring play off the bat of Mesquita on his throw into third. Got past Triantos and allowed the additional run to score. And Augusta certainly will take advantage of it. Only the second error of the week for the Pelicans as the pitch to Pagan's a strike as he threw him a changeup. Count is nothing and two to the three-hitter Pagan. His 14th game against the Green Jackets this year. Pull shift is on for the lefty. 0-2 pitch. He struck him out swinging. Another changeup from Smith-Shawver, and Pagan is gone on three pitches. He is dialed in now with Smith-Shawver. He has struck out three consecutive batters. He's retired eight in a row. And now Kevin Alcantara, the last man who had a hit against him, will come up. That gave the Pelicans their lead in the first inning. A laser beam down into the left field corner. First pitch is down and away. One ball, no strikes. But to go back to the defense for a second, the Pelicans and Green Jackets, in terms of the numbers this year, probably pretty even defensively. Now this week it has been a very good week for Myrtle Beach, not so much for Augusta. So far today has been good. 1-0 pitch, Alcantara takes from the dirt, 2-0. And Augusta has nine errors through the first four games of this series, eight of them in the last three. They have lost all of them by a result of that. Five unearned runs, and that'll make the pitching staff work a little bit harder. And it seemed like yesterday it really played an effect as the 2-0 pitch is bullseye. Fastball from Smith-Shawver makes it 2-1. Sometimes when you commit errors, they don't always result in unearned runs, or earned runs, I should say. That makes your pitcher work harder. 2-1 pitch, a high fly to the left off the end. Mesquita charges in, and he'll get there in plenty of time. Now Contra muscled one to the outfield, but just missed it off the trademark. And he's the second out of the inning. Making 9 in a row now for Smith Shawver.
Right fielder number 22, Jacob Wetzel.
I gave up the single to Chavers in the first, the double to Alcantara. Everybody else has been retired. No walks for Smith Shawver to go along with four strikeouts. Two away for Wetzel. Augusta up 2-1 as the pitch is dropped in there for a strike as he pulls out the parachute. That slider is sticking well here tonight. All that and the changeup. Not a whole lot of fastballs to these Pelican hitters. 0-1 is low. There's the fastball. One ball, one strike. But a lot of hitters can sit on that fastball and dare Smith Shawver to beat him with the breaking stuff. And so far, that has been the case tonight. That has about been his third pitch. 1-1. A high fly deep to right field, and Wetzel is going to send one over the tax flare terrace and out of here. There was a fastball, and Wetzel was sitting dead red on it and barreled one up over the tax flare terrace sign and possibly into the river. He knew he got every bit of it, had the elevation, plenty of distance, and we're tied at 2. Second homer of the week for Jacob Wetzel. Had one back on Wednesday. This one ties things up. Nothing hurting there too bad. Only one run comes in on it. Smith Shawver now back to work. Ends a run of 9 in a row. And still in a really good spot, however, as he faces Triantos. First pitch is muscled foul to the right side as he was late to a fastball 0-1. And to go back to that home run, the way he's been throwing the fastball today, it's been effective, but he hasn't thrown it a ton. So you tip your cap to Wetzel, who was ready for that pitch. So that's good pitch execution by the hitter. Tried to sneak one by him, and Wetzel jumped all over it as the 0-1 pitch is on the outside part, knee high in its 0-2. But it's quite the guessing game up there when you have a pitcher like Smith Shawver who is working his changeup and slider as well, because you don't know when you're going to get and what count, because he's throwing all three in any spot. You guess right, get the location. As a result, you hit it hard, and that's what good hitters and good teams do. 0-2 pitch to Turiantos is fouled away. Turned it early as he smacked the barrel to it. RBI is now by Wetzel on the homer and Alcantara on the double. And Green Jackets got two last inning. Randall Mesquita brought it in. An additional run scored on the air. No balls and two strikes. Smith Shawver lifts the leg and deals. And he missed in the dirt. Spiked one in front of home. Overthrew that slider. Still working ahead to Triantos. Last pitch for Smith Shawver was only 55. And he's thrown 38 for strikes. Efficiency with the strikes today. All one strike to the third baseman. Here he comes. And he's got him. Chased the slider down and away, and Smith Shawver strikes out two more in the fourth inning. But the Pelicans do tie the game on the home run by Jacob Wetzel. We are through 3.5. It's 2-2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
of the fourth. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. Jacob Wetzel just knotting up the score once again with a solo home run off A.J. Smith-Shawver with two outs. And now Linnear Vargas back to the mound. First pitch rushes in on Stephen Pelini. One ball, no strikes as Vargas works in his fourth inning of work. 1-0 pitch is too low. Two balls, no strikes. But that home run by Wetzel snapped a run of nine consecutive retired by Smith-Shawver. He was giving up three hard hits. Other than that, he has been lights out. 2-0, a check swing ball inside. And it's 3-0. They will ask down at first. Charles Willing said he held up. Looked like he held up. I think Quintero and the Pelicans thought that was a strike anyway. Might as well check and ask. Didn't get the call. 3-0. And that's down low and away. And Stephen Pelini is now on base for the 12th consecutive game as he will stroll down the first. Go ahead, man on here in the fourth for Augusta. And now Adam Zabrowski against Didier Vargas. Pelini a good stolen base candidate. Not sure he'll try and take one, though. With a left-hander on the mound. First pitch to Zabrowski is down and away, 1-0. Green Jackets haven't had too many stolen bases this week. Pelicans don't have any, but that is not an unnormal thing for them. They don't steal many bases altogether. They've been able to drive in plenty of runs anyway. And there goes Pelini. 1-0 pitch is outside. Call the strike. Throw down to second. Not close. Perfect throw, but Pelini picked the perfect pitch, and he'll swipe second base. Proves me wrong. Certainly has the speed to steal a base. Was aggressive against Vargas and went on the second pitch. It was called a strike to Zabrowski right on the outside corner. But Pelini ends up at second on the swipe bag, his 12th of the year. He's now in scoring position for the team's leading run producer, Adam Zabrowski. Vargas deals the 1-1 pitch, and it's too low. 2-1 as he missed with a changeup. Zabrowski now at 42 RBIs. That's the active club leader. Caleb Durbin had 47 before he was promoted last week. 2-1 is on the outside corner, and the count evens at 2. Head nod from Vargas. He agrees with the call. Working ahead to Adam Zabrowski as he evens things up here. Stephen Pelini with nobody out stands at second in a 2-2 game. With a 2-2 count on Adam Zabrowski. The pitch. Breaking ball. Got him waving at one. A lot of spin on that one from Vargas. An excellent pitch, and he crossed up Zabrowski with it. Strikes him out for the first out of the inning.
First baseman, number
12, Makai Backstrom. And now Makai Backstrom. Try to play run producer. We saw Brando Mesquita, who was due for one, come through. Also Geraldo Quintero able to drop one to center. He came in to score at his first hit of the week. And now we'll see if Backstrom can get one. First pitch, bullseye from Vargas as he starts him with a fastball. 0-1. Backstrom struck out looking on a breaking ball in the inside corner. Vargas goes with an outside fastball to get ahead. Works him away to start. The 0-1 pitch. A bouncing ball towards first. Stevens has it on a nice candy hop. He'll take it to first and get the out there. Pelini does move to third base, so a productive one for Backstrom. As Augusta has the go-ahead run now 90 feet away for Connor Blair. Spiked one right into that infield turf, and Stevens able to play it on his way towards the bag. And now it's Connor Blair. See if he can do a little damage here. And they are going to count a mound visit to the Pelicans during that last play. And that was with the home plate umpire. Jalen Goodman was just writing down. Keeping track of that. And there was a brief moment in between there where the catcher and Quintero chatted with Vargas. Sometimes you don't have to go out to the mound. If you go far enough and communicate with your pitcher, that will warrant a visit. You don't really see teams go over the limit, though, but they do keep count. First pitch to Blair is fouled off the mask of Jalen Goodman. Umpire had his cage rattled a little bit. Charles Willen will come in right away from the bases and just check up on him. Nothing you can do about that, and appears to be okay. Might just need an extra second. They also check out that mask. Make sure it ain't broken. That's the last thing you'd want. Then it almost comes counterproductive and Puts it back on. Appears to be good. Count is 0-1 to Blair. Hit one just inside the right field line. A liner caught by Jacob Wetzel back in the third inning. 0-1 pitch. Blair takes one upstairs. One ball, one strike. Cloud cover coming over SRP Park. We did have rain earlier in the afternoon today. Make it a little bit more humid. No rain expected, though, as we play fourth here on the Saturday night. Break-even pitch is inside. That almost hit him. Not sure how it didn't. Jumped out of the way as it came rushing right around that elbow guard. Missed it by 2 inches, maybe. Two balls and a strike. Steven Pulini, the runner at third, started this inning with a walk. Trying to put Augusta ahead in the 2-2 game. The 2-1 is lined towards left. That'll get past the diving Rivero. Into left field it goes. Pulini will score, and Augusta is back in front. 3-2 on an RBI single by Connor Blair. Great effort by Alejandro Rivera at short. I think he deflected it just a little bit, but unable to fully make the catch. And he's been a magnet for that baseball today, but that one just out of his grasp. And the bottom of the order produces for Augusta as Connor Blair able to shoot one past the left side. 3-2 game now as the Green Jackets now getting some good swings against Vargas, second time through the order. Only had one base runner the first time through. Handful this time as the first pitch to Eliezel Stevens is paddled foul into the left field seating area. Nothing in one to count. And a good back and forth game to start here tonight. Most of these games have been pretty competitive, although some of the final scores might not dictate that. But if you've been with us start to finish throughout the week, there have been some good battles as a throw over to first and back standing is Blair. Count still 0-1. Augusta lost the ninth inning lead on Thursday night. They had a 3-0 lead on Wednesday before the Pelicans used three home runs to eventually win 10-5. And then yesterday, Augusta was always within arm's length, but never got that big inning they were looking for late as. And the throw over to first, and back standing is Blair. Augusta had the bases loaded down 5-2 yesterday in the eighth inning with one out for the man they wanted up in Adam Zabrowski. Now, Jozan Akendo got him to ground into a double play to end the inning. As the 0-1 pitch, Stevens hits one hard right side. That'll get through. Blair will turn around second. He'll hold up there as Wetzel fires into the cutoff man. Right near second base in Uma. And back-to-back hits by the 8-9 hitters, Blair and Stevens, who broke his bat on that swing. But still able to steer one past Uma at second base. And Augusta continues on here in the inning. As pitching coach Clayton Mortensen will come out and chat with his left-hander. But a couple of balls that were hit hard but nearly caught, especially the base hit by Connor Blair. That one was maybe an inch or two from being in the glove for Rivero. Stevens just got that one maybe by a foot past Uma at second base. The whole infield is converging at the mound to talk with the left-hander Vargas here. Bullpen's quiet for the Pelicans. Vargas is a good innings eater no matter where he's been. He can go the distance for you. Whether it be as a reliever or a starter, he can cover some innings. As the whole infield talks about it, and they will head back to their respective spots. Now, the Pelicans have gotten great work out of their pitchers this week, especially the bullpen. They have done a great job covering late innings. Buddy Bailey hasn't had to use his bullpen all that much. Got through most of the game yesterday with just Tyler Santana and Akendo. Now, Alfredo Zuraga got the final out for the save, so they used three guys, but Santana nearly had six yesterday. Akendo was an out away from getting into the finish line. And now Vargas trying to push himself a little bit deep in this game as Quintero bats. First pitch to Geraldo, sweeps inside against with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes as Vargas missed with the curve. This is a spot right here. Augusta would like to add on a run or two. They've had these opportunities but just haven't had that big inning yet. 1-0 pitch. That one's a well-shot ball deep right center field. On the run, Pagani looks up and then one hops off the wall. Blair's going to score. Stevens right in his back pocket. Quintero heads for third, and he's in with a belly flop three-bagger. And the Green Jackets take a 5-2 lead. The gods are on his side now. Hard single his last time up. Triple the right center this time over the center fielder for the Pelicans, and Augusta finally has consecutive hard hit swings this series as they have a 3-run lead. Now right now it's the offensive success this team has been due for. Up by 3, still got a long way to go. You can never have enough. First pitch to Francisco Floyd, buried in the dirt, and it's 1-0. For Quintero, that was his 9th triple of the year. An extra base machine. 35 of them this year. 20 doubles, 9 triples, 6 homers. 1-0 to Floyd. A pop-up foul right off the end of the bat. 2 are right into the seats. 1-1. And Augusta has collected 3 hits in a row. As a result, have scored all 3 of the runs in that stretch. Connor Blair brought in the first. Carlo Quintero just brought in a pair as there's a breaking ball dropped in there by the left-hander and Didier Vargas. 1-2. One-two pitch. Breaking ball cut on and missed. And that will do it for the Green Jackets in the inning. Vargas forgot how many outs there were. Stood on the mound looking for the baseball back. But that is the 3rd out. And the Green Jackets end up plating home 3. And we head to the 5th inning. It's now Augusta 5, Myrtle Beach 2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Hey fans, do you know your Mudhens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Augusta gets a much-needed crooked number, all with 2 outs in the 4th inning as they score 3 times. They lead 5-2 as A.J. Smith-Shawver back to the bump with a 3-run lead. Felix Stevens will be the batter. Bottom third due up for the Pelicans as Augusta's up by 3. First pitch coming to Stevens, a King's cut but a miss. Tried to golf a low changeup from Smith-Shawver, and it's 0-1. Now Connor Blair, Eliezel Stevens, Geraldo Quintero. 3 straight hits in succession. Hit them 3 runs as the 0-1 is dropped in for strike 2. Another spinner from Smith-Shawver. 0-2. Stevens grounded out over to the shortstop, or I should say popped out to the shortstop, Francisco Floyd, his last time up. Other than the home run to Wetzel. Smith-Shawver's been on a groove as the 0-2 is spiked in the dirt. 1-2. Has retired 10 of the last 11 hitters he's faced. Wetzel had the home run that tied it last inning. And now Smith-Shawver in the driver's seat. Infield plays back for Stevens. They set the target outside. 1-2. A called strike 3 as he drops one right on the outside corner. Another sharp slider from Smith-Shawver and an about face. For Felix Stevens, one away in the 5th for Myrtle Beach. Strikeouts are starting to rack up now. 6 for Smith-Shawver. He's the team leader in punchouts this year for the Green Jackets. He is over 100 on the year. 101 to be exact now with a 6 here tonight. First pitch coming to Quintero. That one's lined past the diving Eliezer Stevens at second. It'll make its way into right. First pitch swinging. Quintero got that fastball. Unable to barrel one up right past the diving second baseman for Augusta. One out base runner for Alejandro Rivero. As the Pelicans look to stir something up now here in the fifth. That's another thing the Pelicans have been very good at this week. Whenever Augusta has produced a run scoring inning, they have been able to answer very quickly. Prime example was last night when Augusta got within a run. As the pitch is outside, a ball to Rivero. Good spot with a heater, though, 1-0. Augusta used a run in the sixth to get within one at 3-2, but then the Pelicans immediately in the next half inning scored twice. Went up by three and never relinquished any part of that. 1-0 is down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Alejandro Rivero is 0-1 today. Has been just about in the lineup every day for the Pelicans. Since his arrival here this series, he is 3-9 coming into play today throughout the previous four nights. 2-0, a liner. This one is going to loop its way into the left. That's a hit. And it's the 8-9 hitters for the Pelicans who have something cooking here. Consecutive hits from Quintero and Rivero. And first and second, one out now for Josue Uma. Smith-Shawver now looking for a double play ball. Augusta yesterday hitting the three of them. Smith-Shawver is more of a natural fly ball pitcher because he has such hard stuff that he throws. Relies a lot on that fastball, and that slider is an easier pitch to elevate if you get the bat head underneath it, which is why you see more fly balls against it, especially if it's up in the zone. First pitch to Uma is in there. Starts him with the gas, and it's 0-1. That's why you see the guys in baseball who have the fantastic stuff, maybe a little bit more prone to home runs, although Smith-Shawver has done a good job limiting that. Has the home run here against him today, but has a nice job keeping the ball in the park as the 0-1 pitch is grounded towards first. It's past the diving Backstrom and will go down near the bullpen for the Pelicans. In to score Quintero. Rivero gets the wave around. Throws coming home. Zabrowski's going to miss the ball. It'll get behind everybody. And two will score. To third base goes Uma. And the lead for Augusta is down to one at 5-4. Not a bad relay from Polini to Backstrom all the way home to Zabrowski, but the ball one hop by him. I'm not sure they're getting him anyway. And a good heads-up base running play by the far trailer, and Uma, he ends up at third base. And as I just mentioned, the Pelicans, once going down by three runs, they have a quick answer. Two runs batted in for Uma on that swing, and now they are in business of tying this game as the tying run will now come to the plate, or go-ahead run come to the plate in Parker Chavers. That'll be a two-run double for Uma, moved up to third on the throw. They're going to deem that one. With three hard-hit balls consecutively. That one just hopped past the diving Backstrom. Just got enough on it to get by him, and Mike C and the whole infield talk at the mound. It's now a 5-4 game. As now Smith-Shawver tries to hold the lead in hand, and that's something he can very much do here with a strikeout ability. This is a perfect time to get a K if he can get one for Chavers. And the second time through the order, Smith-Shawver struck out five Pelicans. Chavers was one of them. Only had one the first time through. And now that stuff has become electric as the infield will move in for Augusta. First pitch line to third. It is caught clean by Quintero as he drops down and snags it off the turf. A clean catch, never bounced. That's a catch on a line out over to Quintero, and that's the second out. That will do. That was another smoked ball off the bat, right off the screws. But Quintero in the right spot playing in, and that was one occasion where it helped him there. If he was playing back, he's got to play that on the in-between. Makes it a much more difficult play. And now the infield came back up with Ezekiel Pagan at the plate in two outs. Righty-lefty matchup. First pitch to Pagan is down low, just above the dirt with a breaking ball. 1-0. 5-4 Green Jackets on top. Pelicans own the hit department 6-5. Augusta has used a walk and a hit batter to their advantage. A couple of walks, as a matter of fact. 1-0 is low and in the dirt. Picked up by Zabrowski, 2-0. A guy Smith-Shawver would love to get here. Kevin Alcantara do next. Last thing he wants to do is give him a shot with the runner in scoring position. He's already produced once. He waits next, looking on to what is a 2-0 count to Pagan. He struck out last time against Smith Shawver. 2-0 is up and in, 3-0. Answer for the fastball. 3-0 the count. Bullpen quiet for Augusta. Smith Shawver has moved right along, but the Pelicans have put together their best inning so far. AJ trying to come back from a 3-0 count. The pitch is a ball up and in. Lost him on four pitches. That's just the first walk of the night for Smith Shawver. Now it's runners at the corners for the aforementioned Kevin Alcantara. And just the man the Pelicans want here to perhaps tie or take the lead here. Runners at the corners, two outs, and a 5-4 lead for Augusta. Green Jackets just scored three, all with two outs in the bottom of the fourth to take a 5-2 lead, but the Pelicans in the blink of an eye are within one and are threatening to do a little bit more here. Now Contra is 1-for-2. First pitch coming to him is a ball down and away. That one did not miss by a whole lot. One ball, no strikes. Now Contra lined out to center his last time up, but had the RBI double back in the opening inning. A 1-0, a wave and a miss. Great slider far off the bag as Pagan, a snap throw down there. Nearly got him. Not sure what was going on over there for Ezekiel Pagan. Went about halfway and then stopped, and then Zabrowski kind of just stood him down as he scampered back in. Awkward slide in. One ball, one strike. Raquel Pena has just gotten up in the pen for Augusta. He just started throwing. Break-even pitch. Alcantara lays off one in the dirt. Great block by Zabrowski. Use that chest protector. Two balls and a strike. Smith Shawver trying to grind out five innings here. If he can get Alcantara, might warrant a sixth, at least to be able to start it. That pitch count comes up near 75. And regardless, a gamer out there on the mound trying to battle through this toughest inning so far. As a 2-1, a half swing crossed him up. Did not read that one off the hand. Went through the zone. 2-2. In terms of pure competitiveness, A.J. Smith-Shawver's got it all. And that's what you like in a pitcher who comes to the mound every time trying to win every individual battle at the plate. Ball two, strike two. Uma jumps off of third, not being held on. The pitch is pop back, foul out of play. Now Contra might have got a little bit of Zabrowski in that backswing. Still 2-2. You might see Pagan take off on this pitch. If he does, I'd imagine Augusta's going to let him run. Don't want to put two in scoring position for Alcantara, but you got two strikes on him now, so you're best off going after him. As time is called by the cleanup man for the Pelicans. Resets the pitch clock. Resets the gears here. Josue Uma is at third base. He doubled in two runs. Ezekiel Pagan at first, he just drew a walk on four pitches. Pitch number 76 coming up for AJ. 2-2. Half swing, he laid off. Pagan's running, and they're not going to bother throwing. He'll take the base uncontested. He's in there. Now a base hit can put the Pelicans back in front. Pagan's got good speed. He'll be moving on contact. 3-2 the count to Kevin Alcantara with a base now open at first. Pitch number 7 of this at-bat. 3-2. He struck him out swinging. Got him with a changeup, and Alcantara goes back to the dugout. And Smith Shawver has his 7th strikeout of the night and perhaps his biggest so far. Pelicans lead 2, but they do score 2. Halfway home, it's now Augusta 5, Myrtle Beach 4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Pelicans here in the bottom half of the fifth. Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. It's 5-4, Augusta with the lead. Frankie Scalzo's out there for the first time for Myrtle Beach this week. First pitch to Brandon Mesquita is right down the pipe. It's 0-1. Scalzo from Grand Canyon University, 14th round pick by the Cubs in last year's draft. From San Diego, 15th appearance out of the pen. A 1 pitch. Mesquita takes a breaking ball low for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. He is done for the starter, Didier Vargas, after 4. Green Jackets hit him pretty good in the last inning. Helped them get the lead of 3 runs. That's now down to 1 as the 1-1 is a strike from Scalzo. Darts in a heater at 94, and it's 1-2. And now it's Scalzo with an ERA of 4.5. Might be in line for some extended bullpen work here. Working here in the fifth inning. The 1-2 pitch, a ground ball to the right side, moving over Stevens. He backhands, off balance, throw to first. Good catch by Scalzo. An athletic play to reach back for it, tag the base, and get the out. That's a great play on both ends by Stevens and Scalzo, who had a fadeaway throw to first base. Behind Scalzo, but able to stop in his tracks, make the catch, and continue his momentum forward to tag the base. Not a good defensive play by the Pelicans. 3-1 on that put out. 1 go on the inning for Brandon Parker. That's on the right-hand side against Scalzo. First pitch coming to Brandon. He had a big cut, but he missed. Asked him up at 94, did Scalzo, and it's 0-1. Parker, a pair of ground balls to Alejandro Rivero at short in this game. 6 of the 9 Green Jackets have reached base at the halfway point. Parker, 1 of the 3 that haven't yet, as the 0-1 pitch is another big cut, but a miss. Another fastball from Scalzo as he's dialing up the heat here. 0 balls, 2 strikes. First appearance for Scalzo since Sunday against Charleston. 0-2 is high, and it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Through an inning, two thirds scoreless in that game. Typically has ranged them somewhere in between that 1 to 3 innings mark, hovering around 2 on average out of the bullpen. 1-2, breaking ball hit in the air on a line to center, right at Pagan in his tracks. He'll back up a few steps and catch it for the second out. Came in a little bit as he tried to size up that line ball coming right at him. That was going to always be tricky for an outfielder. Makes the grab, 2 gone for Stephen Pelini. Jackets working ahead, 5-4. Miguel Pena's back up in the bullpen working. Likely going to have the next inning for Augusta. Smith Schauber probably done, but another good effort for him as the pitch is inside to Pelini. 1 ball, no strikes. And as the Pelicans were starting to hit him pretty good, he got their best hitter to end the inning and strand a couple out there, maintaining the lead. 1-0. A number off the front foot for Pelini. Got him right underneath that shin guard. Got that toe. I've said it before, you can wear those shin guards, and they help for sure. Hitters will tell you that, but they always find a way to catch one of those open areas around the foot of the leg. Unless for a little bit of a walk. Now, if you strike that on the right spot on that toe, it's almost going to feel like a cinder block is dropping on your foot. That's what players have told me it feels like now. I don't know if any of them have dropped a cinder block, but you can see the comparison to that. a very accurate, especially considering how hard these guys are throwing. You're probably going to get a lot of extra meat on those spiked balls into the dirt. Got, unfortunately, catch the foot, the shin, the toe, all the above. 1-1 pitch. Pelini takes strike two. As Scalzo spins one to the inside part, 1-2. Not a fastball. It's to go along with a breaking ball and a changeup for Scalzo. Threw him a changeup on that pitch. A 1-2. Fastball fouled off the mitt of the catcher, Malcolm Quintero. We'll try it again. 1-2. Pelini trying to get on the second consecutive at-bat. Scored one of the three runs last inning for Augusta. He came in off the bat of Connor Blair. 1-2 pitch, a foul back. Good defensive cut by Pelini. Left a curveball up in the zone a little bit. Didn't bury it fully. Pelini able to bend down and grab it. Count stays 1-2 to the Green Jackets' number five hitter in the order. Chokes up a little bit. The pitch home is inside corner. Call the strike. Bent him back, but got the call anyway. Scalzo rings up Pelini. It's a 1-2-3 fifth. Inning is over. We head to the sixth. Still 5-4 Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
The ball game in the sixth here for Augusta. They lead the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 5-4 here in the top of the sixth inning. 5-6-7 coming up for Buddy Bailey's team as Jacob Wetzel leads it off against the right-handed sinker baller Miguel Pena. 19th appearance out of the pen for Miguel. Matches up for Jacob Wetzel to start the inning. First pitch coming to him is a strike. Starts him with that sinker. It's 0-1. It's a lot of ground balls when he's right. Also has that strikeout ability. Good slider as well. 33 punch-outs in just under 27 innings. Nothing in one. Pena's pitch. Wetzel taps it behind home off Zabrowski. 0-2 the count. Second appearance for Pena this week. His third in total against the Pelicans. He is 1-1 against him. Has earned a decision in each of his previous outings. I beg your pardon, his fourth appearance. Has pitched four total innings. No balls and two strikes. The kick and the throw, and he missed in the dirt. One ball, two strikes the count. He's in for A.J. Smith-Shawver, who exits this one in line for a win if the bullpen can hold it for him. And it starts with Miguel Pena. Maybe trying to get an inning or two. The 1-2. A fireball down the first base side foul. As Wetzel cranked one down the line, but a little early. One ball, two strikes to Wetzel, who had a game-tying solo homer in the fourth. At that juncture, it tied the game at two. Green Jackets counter with three in the bottom half of that fourth inning. 1-2 pitch is down over the shoe tops. Took a little off at 85 that time, trying to change up 2-2. Elkins came back with two runs thanks to the bottom of their order in the fifth inning who got things started for them. Got held off with just a run to go to tie as the 2-2 is low again. That's with the fastball from Pena, 3-2. Pull shift down for Wetzel. Third base is wide open. Geraldo Quintero playing as the shortstop. Francisco Floyd is right behind the bag at second. 3-2. And he lost him. Missed with a sinker in the dirt. Wetzel takes it for ball four as he comes back to earn the free pass to start the inning. Leadoff man and tying run is on for James Triantos. Final line tonight for A.J. Smith-Shawver. Again, he's in line for the win tonight. 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs. All were earned. Got 7 strikeouts for Smith-Shawver. Most of them came in the second time through the order. With just 1 walk came in the last inning. Had a good, encouraging outing for A.J. Smith-Shawver tonight. First pitch is down low and in the dirt to Triantos, 1-0. Had the run where he retired 9 in a row and 10 of 11. And the Pelicans able to stir up a little trouble against him before he departed, but that's one, if you're Smith-Shawver, you're going to feel good about. Did finish on the high note, striking out Kevin Alcantara with the tying and go-ahead run out there. And now the bullpen tasked with getting the final 12 outs. Augusta looking to snap a 3-game skid in this series against the Pelicans. The 1-0-2 Triantos is inside, nearly got him. 2 balls, no strikes. Pena trying to find the strike zone. Got up on Wetzel, but ended up losing him and now is behind early to Triantos, who is 0-for-2 in the game. Pena looking for a double play. The 2-0 pitch. A liner to the left coming in. Connor Blair, he'll make the catch. Hit a missile right at him as it sliced into his glove. For a second, it looked like that one might drop in front of him. And Blair did a nice job, I think, giving off that indication. Fooled Wetzel at first a little bit, who was moving towards second base and had to halt and get back. A long throw for Blair to try and get him. And a tag-up opportunity. Now Pena gets the out. One away now for Felix Stevens. And a 5-4 lead for Augusta, top of the sixth inning. A throw over to first. Back with a dive is Wetzel. And a sharp throw by Pena. Something you see the Green Jacket pitchers do quite a bit. They work on those pickoff throws. And you only get 3 of them per at-bat. But one thing they teach quite a bit is knowing when to use them and always keeping the hitter or the base runner guessing over at first. As the pitch to Stevens is chopped foul. Got a piece of his toe, I believe, as he hops out of the box. 0-1. But there's almost an art to using your pickoffs now, because at this level you only get 3 of them, and it's part of the pace of play initiative, trying to speed up games, get rid of that lag time. And a big part of it can come from throwing over consistently with runners on. That might be something coming to the big leagues next year, but it's using them at effective spots. There goes Wetzel. 0-1 pitch is low. Zabrowski fires it down. Throw is going to be late, but he overslid the bag. And Stevens will tag him out. The throw was a little late, and Wetzel got under it, but he slid a little too far. Kind of lost his balance going off of first base. And Stevens able to recover, get the tag before Wetzel could get back on it, and that'll go down as a caught stealing. That's the first stolen base attempt of the week for the Pelicans. They had it taken, but Wetzel went a little too far. And now there are 2 outs. The 1-1 is a ball outside. 2 balls and a strike on a slider by Miguel Pena. Well, that's going to help the confidence quite a bit, though. Especially a guy for Pena who was struggling for a while to throw a strike. Starting to get that command a little into form here. As the 2-1 pitch is a liner slicing deep to right. Going back near the wall is Pelini. It bounces off the top. And Stevens is going to be held to a long single here. Pelini played that perfectly. He knew that was going to stay in. He got the high fencing out there. So he knew it wasn't going to go over the top. And able to play that ricochet perfectly. And Stevens, who hit a rocket the opposite way, is going to have a long single. And that is where that caught stealing comes in handy right now for Pena and the Green Jackets. If it wasn't for him oversliding the bag, this game is tied. Very good odds that he would have scored on that play. Instead, first base now, 2 outs for Malcolm Quintero. Pelicans with a 7-5 hits advantage, but Augusta leads the game 5-4. First pitch to Quintero, missed inside with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Pena's been, when he's right, one of the top relievers out of the pen for Augusta. Had a terrific month of June. ERA just over 2. Has gotten hit a little bit in this month. 1-0 pitch, half swing. Did he go? He did not on the appeal down to the bases to where Charles Welling is, 2-0. ERA a little over 6 this month for Pena, but a good portion of that came in his outing on the 4th of July at Charleston, where the River Dogs hit a grand slam on him as part of a 7-0 comeback win for Charleston. 2-0 is low. Missed with the sinker, and it's 3-0. And that can be the life as a reliever, where one bad outing can haunt you in terms of that ERA number throughout the course of the season. So you really have to read the fine print with pitchers out of the pen in most occasions and see if there is that one big outing, because it might be a misrepresentation of the overall ERA number. 3-0, a big cut and a miss. Quintero had the 3-0 green light, but came up empty. Got what he was looking for at that location, but Pena able to spin one by him. And the count is 3-1. Tied run at first for Myrtle Beach. The 3-1 offering is down and in. Missed in the dirt with the sinker. And Pena having a tough time with that command. And out comes Mike Steed to chat with him. One of those nights for Pena where you just got to find it and fight through it. And as a result, the Pelicans are flirting with a threat here. Multiple base runners on for Alejandro Rivera. Two outs in the inning. But Steed will come out and talk with his right-hander. In the meantime, we'll take our first drive around the league presented by Easy Go. Out-of-town scoreboard. Some good Carolina League games tonight. Just getting started in Kannapolis. The Cannonballers and Fireflies are tied. That's still a first-place battle in the South Division. They're the top two holders. The Kannapolis currently in the driver's seat, that pole position. No score in the second. Lynchburg and Delmarva tied at 2 in the fourth currently at the Bank of James Stadium in Lynchburg. Charleston trailing down east at home 4-2. Wood Ducks have 4 single tally innings. The lead by a deuce, 4-2 in the sixth. Fredericksburg 5, Salem 1. Fred Nats had a 4-run fourth to take a 4-run edge. And the seventh inning in Fayetteville, it's 1-0 Carolina. Uncats won the first two games of that series. Fayetteville has come back to win the last two. It's been tough go for the Woodpeckers in the second half of the year. A team that showed a little promise to end the first. Alejandro Rivera, the batter. The pitch after the meeting is down low and away, and it's 1-0. Kenya has now thrown 20 pitches this inning. He has thrown just 7 strikes. At the line out to left and the caught stealing from Jacob Wetzel. The 1-0 is low and away. 2 balls, no strikes. And once again, Pena working from behind. Just missing a little too low at that sinker and trying to get contact with it, but it's not close enough around the knees areas where he's going to get swings on it. And again, he just needs one more out, trying to battle through some adversity here. 2-0 pitch. That's a strike. Sinker right on the outside corner, 2-1. Ronaldo Alessandro has a baseball. He is about to get loose in the pen. Probably going to have the next inning. Augusta, you're at least hoping that as Pena tries to fight through the sixth. 2-1. A bouncing ball fouled on the third base side into that bullpen area. From 2-0 down for Pena, he's evened things up 2-2 to the nine-hitter Rivero, who singled and scored last inning. Pelicans brought 7 to the plate in the fifth. Rivero is the fifth batter of the sixth inning, trying to extend it for the top of his order. Josue Uma in the on-deck carrier for the Pelicans. 2-2 pitch is outside, missed with a slider. Count fills up. That'll give the base runners a head start. Now Stevens at second. The trail runner is Malcolm Quintero at first. Now both have a chance to come in on a base hit into the outfield. Get into a gap somewhere. 3-2. He struck him out. Went to that sinker again, and he swung right through it. Perfectly placed by Pena. And he fights through the adversity and leaves a pair out there. Through 5.5, Augusta maintains the lead still. It's 5-4 Green Jackets on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on you. Good things are happening at S.
SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Still a 5-4 game. Augusta with the lead in their half of the sixth inning. Miguel Pena had to fight it a little bit, but he leaves a pair out there. Caught stealing that helped him out. Puts up the zero in the sixth. Green Jackets remain up by one. Frankie Scalzo back to the mound, drops a breaking ball off the inside corner to Adam Zabrowski to start the inning. And the count is 1-0 to the Green Jacket number 6 hitter tonight. Looking for his first hit, he is 0-1 tonight. As Scalzo kicks and deals, the breaking ball this time lands for a strike. As he goes back to the hook, 1-1. Zabrowski having a big week, he is 4-11, he has driven in 7. 3 extra base hits, 2 doubles and a homer. Break-even pitch, swing, broke his bat, and a slow roller back to the mound. That'll be a routine out on an underhand toss by Scalzo over to first base. 1-1, and that's a first for me. It was a half-check swing, but the bat still broke. Braulio Vasquez asked for that bat. He wants to look at it, and they're all amazed by that. I have never seen that before. But they're going to show Zabrowski on his way back in. They are inspecting that bat. That's a rarity, folks. Mekhi Backstrom now. First pitch, swing and a miss from Scalzo. 0-1. That tells you that bat was just about to bust in any way, shape, or form. It had a lot of wear and tear on it. 0-1 pitch. Another swing and a miss by Backstrom. 0-2. Change up that time from Scalzo. I think they're ready to ditch that bat. Oh, 2. A swing and a miss, and Scalzo gets Backstrom on 3 pitches. Backstrom now 0-3. It's been a tough week for him, but he's due, and he's going to turn it around. He's a hard worker. Never stops working. He's fought himself through strikes, through slumps before. First week back from that injury. He's been a streaky player, but when he's hot, he is dangerous. Just needs a few more at-bats to get things straightened out and hidden the way he wants it. 2 gone now for Connor Blair. Scalzo's first pitch to Connor is a strike as he darts in a fastball at 95. 0-1. 5-4 Green Jackets, bottom of the sixth inning. Scalzo's retired all 5 men he's faced. A 0-1. A foul to the right side. That'll get into the seats. 0-2. He's throwing a lot of strikes out there. 22 pitches, 18 in the zone for Scalzo, and that'll do it for you. It's one thing to throw a lot of strikes. That's one thing as well to command it. That's the key thing by being a good strike thrower. It's not necessarily just throwing balls down the middle. It's about locating. And Scalzo's done just that with all 3 of his pitches. The 0-2, a swing and a miss. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Frankie Scalzo. A broken bat, half swing back to him on the mound, and a pair of K's. And we head to the seventh inning, moving right along. Green Jackets hold a 1-run lead. It's 5-4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you.
Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Mitchell Speltz with you from SRP Park. One third of this game left to go. Augusta holds a 5-4 lead over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Single-A matchup between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs here in North Augusta. Miguel Pena will have a second inning to start. He gets the top of the order. First pitch to Josue Uma is off the top of the wire and foul. No balls and a strike. Uma had the last run-producing hit for the Pelicans in the fifth. A two-run double off of A.J. Smith-Shawver. Pulled them within one at that juncture, but A.J. held the fourth down. As a result, the Green Jackets still up a run. 0-1 pitch is low and in the dirt. Threw him the sinker, and it's 1-1. And Alessandro's been warming up going back to the last inning. He's about ready to go in the pen if trouble arises. Pena trying to look for better fortunes in this inning as the 1-1's outside. Two balls and a strike. And didn't have a whole lot of a break either in between innings. The Green Jackets went down very quickly. Two efficient strikeouts for Frankie Scalzo on a grounder right back to him on the mound. As everybody looks out in the bullpen and dugout, 2-1 pitch. Uma grounds one up the middle. That is going to find its way into center field. It'll be cut off out there by Pelini, and Josue Uma has got a two-hit game. Cracked that one right through the middle. Stevens gave a good run at it but got by him. Time to run on again, and it'll be Parker Chavers. Got that ground ball that Pena is so good at getting. And Uma able to find a home with it. It's the eighth hit of the night for the Pelicans. They are plus three in that department tonight over Augusta. As Pena from the stretch deals to Chavers, he fires a strike. Hooks one right on the inside part to the left-handed left fielder. Again, Pena can help himself. He is a ground ball pitcher. He would love a double play here. The 0-1 is out the corner. Good spot, though, by Pena. Held there by Zabrowski. Tried to make it look good. Jalen Goodman, who's had a consistent strike zone tonight, said just a little off. One ball, one strike. Chavers is 1-for-3 tonight with a run scored. The 1-1 pitch is bounced foul off Zabrowski right behind home plate. One ball, two strikes. Pena had a tough time with the strike zone last that he missed with a lot of overthrows with that sinker, but nonetheless did not give up any runs. Best case scenario, he's trying to get two innings here. 1-2, and he struck him out looking. Dots the I on the inside corner, and Chavers is rung up for the second time tonight, and Pena delivers another K right when he needs one. Excellent location right on the inside corner. His second strikeout of this outing. Now it's Ezekiel Pagan as the Pelicans work their way into the heart of the order. As Pagan bats from the left side, Pena's first pitch to him drops a little bit low as he begins the at-bat with the sinker. Pagan has not had a hit yet today. He is 0-for-2. His last hit in the series was the go-ahead two-run double back on Thursday as he chops one foul down the first base side. Gave a good cut to a low pitch. Change up from Pena. One ball, one strike. Over 50 RBIs on the year for Ezekiel. He's got 51 of them with 9 homers. A throw over to first. That arm flip is not in time. As diving back into Zuma. Good base runner over there. Has only 2 stolen bases this year. Again, the Pelicans do not run a lot. They've only attempted 1 stolen base in this series, and it was in the last inning. There goes the runner. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. Zabrowski down to second. The tag is going to be a little late. Good throw by Zabrowski. Got a lot on that throw, but the tag from Francisco Floyd just a little bit behind the runner. As Uma swipes second. The pitch was a strike, and the count is 1-2 to Pagan. Low throw as well as Pagan swung through it. As the first stolen base of the week, third of the year for Uma. And now the tying run in scoring position. A 1-2 pitch. A big bouncer to second on 2 hops. Eliezel Stevens from shallow right will field and throw out Pagan. Up to third base goes Uma. Tied run once again 90 feet away for Kevin Alcantara. And it will be Pena to face him. Again, he's one out away from 2 innings. Now, Contra in his last at-bat had the tying and go-ahead runs in scoring position. This time, it's just the tying man at third. Huge lead out there for Uma. First pitch is foul right over back top of us. As Alcantara had a good cut and a fastball. Nothing in one. Pelicans today 1-for-6, batting with runners in scoring position. The one man with a hit is at the plate with his double back in the first inning. The 0-1. Alcantara takes a ball. Slider that time from Pena. 1-1. Got a base open at first. You can certainly be careful with Alcantara, but Pena is a mighty competitor out there. He probably wants Alcantara to himself. 1-1. A swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. And it's 1-2. Put him into a straight jacket with that sinker with some downward in movement towards Alcantara. 1-2. Pena looking for another inning-ending K. The 1-2, half swing, he did not go. Alcantara was walking back towards the dugout, I think as if he thought he went through. That's a little bit of a surprise. Sometimes the hitter's inclination of it might be the tip side for the umpire, but Charles Willing on the appeal said he did not go. And in his defense, though, he doesn't have the best angle because of where he's standing, and that's what you have to do as an umpire with only a 2-man crew. Might have had a better look if he was over at first. 2-2, and this time he got him. Brings him up on the outside corner, and Pena strikes out Alcantara to keep the tying run at third base. Excellent work by Miguel Pena, and we stretch from SRP Park. Augusta 5, Myrtle Beach 4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Miguel Pena, two shutout in and out of the bullpen. Strikes out Kevin Alcantara to end the seventh. And now it's Eliezel Stevens against Frankie Scalzo to start the bottom half. First pitch comes inside on a heater by Scalzo, who has been very impressive out of the pen tonight for Myrtle Beach. He's retired all six men he's faced, strikeouts of three of them. 1-0, a swing and a miss. Stevens, a big cut, but chased one down and out of the zone. One ball, one strike. As the pitchers have combined for nine strikeouts today, Myrtle Beach, with Scalzo's excellent work, have struck out 10. Break-even pitch. Stevens takes a bender for a strike. Scalzo twirls one right onto the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. Stevens trying to set the table for Geraldo Quintero. Now 1-2. A half swing couldn't hold up on a high fastball. The high cheese got him as Scalzo strikes out his fourth green jacket in just over two innings. And that's the first out of the seventh. And now Geraldo Quintero, who perhaps has been the hottest bat of the night for Augusta, couldn't buy a hit the first few days of this series, has two big ones tonight. First pitch, a high bouncer foul down the first base side. It's 0-1. Had a sharp liner to short to start the game. Since that point, a single in the third. Someone right back into center, eventually scored. Two-run triple in the fourth. That is the difference-making hit so far as Augusta leads by one. 0-1. It's down in the dirt. Picked up and off the glove of the catcher, Quintero. Malcolm Quintero, that is. That hit the home plate umpire, I think, right in the chin area. And Jalen Goodman is shaken up. He's taking a bit of a beating back there today. As he'll try and walk this one off. Malcolm Quintero will play a little catch with his pitcher Scalzo as Jalen Goodman takes a well-needed break here. We're taking that one again off the mat, bottom of the chin area, I think. Meantime, we'll look at some Braves scores tonight. Atlanta's off to a good start against Arizona. Matt Olson's hit a first-inning home run. What a difference he's been. Obviously, the Freddie Freeman loss tough for a lot of Braves fans, but Olson's been an excellent replacement. Atlanta won yesterday 5-2. Early lead tonight, 1-0. The M Braves in Pensacola lead 2-1 in the third inning currently. Gwinnett has a 3-0 lead over Jacksonville at home. They've got a replica ring giveaway tonight. I'm sure that was quite the busy night for them. Same as we had here yesterday. Roman Hickory are in the 11th inning currently in Hickory, North Carolina. Arbor Salinas started that game today for Rome as the 1-1 pitch is rolled up the middle and a snag off the ground for Scalzo and a rush it over to first as he continues his run on the mound. Not sure if that would have made its way to center field if that got by Scalzo, but just stuck the glove down and able to pop it in a snow cone grab and get the out at first. And Scalzo's been unhittable for the Green Jackets. Two outs, bases empty for Francisco Floyd. In a 5-4 lead for Augusta. Floyd bats with the bases empty. 1-3 on that last putout. First pitch to Francisco is lifted in the air foul. As he steers one to the right side out of play. No balls and a strike. Floyd looking to make some contact here. He's 0-3 with three punch outs. Had the collar last night 0-5 as the 0-1 is a big cut and a miss. 0-2. Hasn't had too many offers this year, has Francisco. He's been very good at getting on base. Down 0-2 here to Scalzo. 0-2 pitch is inside right around the knuckles. A check swing and the ass down at first. It's 1-2. Held up on it. More of a defensive check and clutch more than anything. Not anything trying to put the bat through the zone. Ball one, strike two. Scalzo kicks and throws. And he strikes him out looking. Bullseye right on the outside corner. And Scalzo has struck out two more batters. He has retired nine straight out of the bullpen. And we are off to the eighth inning. It's still 5-4 Augusta as we head to the eighth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Top of the eighth inning, Augusta 5, Myrtle Beach 4. Jacob Wetzel leads it off against Ronaldo Alessandro. He is in for Miguel Pena after two shutout innings. First pitch from Ronaldo is down and in with a slider to Wetzel. And the count is 1-0, no strikes. Alessandro working for the second time this week against the Pelicans. As the 1-0 pitch is in there this time. Right down the heart, 1-1, one strike. Hard throwing right-hander, good slider as well. Mid-90s with that cruising speed with the gas. 1-1 one strike. The pitch is bounced up the middle. Behind the bag at second is Francisco Floyd. He'll flip on to first and get Wetzel. And there's one away in the Pelican half of the eighth inning. And now up comes James Triantos. Triantos 0-3 today. Alessandro looking for a clean inning. Righty on righty matchup. Alessandro, another guy who's very capable of getting ground balls, misses with a first pitch heater at 96, down and away. 1-1, no strikes. Stuff has always been great for Alessandro no matter where he's been. He's mostly been a starter in his career. Going back to his earlier days working in the Dominican Summer League and also the Florida Complex League as the 1-0 pitch has fought back into the wire. 1-1, one strike. He had 8 starts in his first professional campaign in the Dominican Summer League in 2018. But then it was after that year he really made the bullpen transition and he's been very effective. Consistently had a low batting average against him as the 1-1 is right down the plate. 96 down the middle, and it's 1-2. Got opponents this year against Ronaldo are batting just a .131. Walk numbers a little high with 18, right on 19 innings this year. He's got electric stuff. 1-2 is outside. Another big gasser from Alessandro. 2-2. Green Jackets 5, Pelicans 4. Frankie Scalzo Jr. has held the Green Jackets in check since the fifth inning, but they still hold the lead. 2-2. And down he goes. Rings the bell with a fastball right on the outside edge. And Triantos in about face. Two gone for Alessandro in the eighth inning. Now trying to get Felix Stevens to make it a three-batter frame. Might be a spot where Alessandro all goes right. Might be going for a six-out save here. First pitch to Stevens is outside, 1-0. Now, Alessandro does have one of those this year. It came in Fayetteville, where he was outstanding in that outing, earned his first save. 1-0 is down low and away, 2-0. Had six saves working in the Dominican in 2019 on six tries, 2 for 3 last year in the Florida Complex League, working where Nestor Perez coached. 1 for 2 this year. 2-0 is up and in, backs out Stevens, and the count is 3-0. Ambushed him inside with a fastball. 3 balls and no strikes. As the ball comes in from the bullpen, there is a left-hander getting loose down there. Three and oh the count. Alessandro trying to work back against Stevens. The pitch is a strike around the outside corner. Felix Stevens took about 3 steps towards first and he'll have to go back. Borderline pitch. Tried to sell it off. Instead, Alessandro is back in it. 3-1. Number 7 hitter for Myrtle Beach is 1 for 3 tonight. 3-1. A swing and a miss. Cast him up at 94. Count is full. Trying to put him down in order. Looking to make it 6 straight. Pelicans in total retired. Going back to the last inning with Pena. 3-2. He struck him out swinging. Blew one by him at 94. Back-to-back K's for Ronaldo Alessandro. And we are through 7.5 from North Augusta. Coming right down to the end. Augusta 5, Myrtle Beach 4 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Alessandro Sharp in the top half of the eighth puts down the Pelicans in order with a pair of strikeouts. Augusta looking for an add-on run here as they come up to bat in the eighth inning. New pitcher is out there, Angel Gonzalez for the Pelicans. He'll face Brandel Mesquita to start the inning. First pitch to Brandel, bent him back but missed off the inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Puts a cap on the night for Frankie Scalzo. He was excellent. 9 up, 9 down, struck out 5. Green Jackets certainly not upset to see him out of the game as the pitch from Hernandez is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Hernandez pitched already once this week. Finished up a game for the Pelicans. 13th appearance, I beg your pardon, on the year with a couple of saves. Was the winner back earlier this week as the pitch is outside and not missed by much. Hernandez thought he had that one. Good take by Mesquita. 3 balls, no strikes. Pitch an inning and 2/3. Back in the game on Thursday night in the 8-4 victory for the Pelicans. 3-0 is outside corner, called a strike. Delayed call by Jalen Goodman. Just caught the edge. 3-1. Green Jackets 5, Pelicans 4. Augusta is going to be tasked nonetheless with a ninth inning situation. Trying to hold down another lead against Myrtle Beach. 3-1 is inside this time. It's a five-pitch walk to Mesquita. He'll take his base as a key insurance runner here in the eighth for Augusta, their first base runner since the fourth inning. Have gone down in order the last three. Snaps have run of 10 consecutive retired by Pelicans pitchers. That's the last scored in the fourth inning, scoring three times. That is the first base runner they've had since the two-run triple by Geraldo Quintero. And now it's Brandon Parker from the right side. Hernandez deals to him, and he missed down and in. Took a little off with a changeup that time. One ball, no strikes. Pelicans are going to have Malcolm Quintero, Alejandro Rivera, and Josue Uma due up for the ninth inning. Chavers, Pagan, Alcantara the next three after them. And all indications say it's going to be Ronaldo Alessandro to have it. Bullpen is quiet. 1-0. A swing and a miss. Mighty cut by Parker. Big fastball from Hernandez at 96. And the count is even at one apiece. Green Jackets are being out hit 8-5 in this game. But they made the most of their five hits in the third and fourth inning. That's where all of their hits have come in those two innings alone. Throw over to first and back with a dive is Mesquita. Might be a spot where he's looking to steal one. Mesquita has good speed over there. He's got 11 stolen bases this year. He has been caught five times, but he can run, trying to time one up from Hernandez. Malcolm Quintero keeping a close eye on him. Stays put. 1-1 pitch down in the dirt. Picked up by Quintero. Mesquita and did not run. 2-1. Typically, they say 2-1 is the best count to try and steal a base. Hitter has to stay focused on the batter. Don't want to go down 3-1, especially to a guy like Parker who's had a good week. It's also one of those situations, considering how well he swung the bat, it's a huge risk-reward trying to get Mesquita second for him. You need that run. You'd love to have it, but you don't want to get it thrown out. One of those tough decisions as a manager. Stays put, 2-1 pitch inside. Now it's 3-1. Miss with a changeup. Probably not running here. Parker in a great hitter's count. And it's Angel Hernandez. Didn't walk anybody in his last outing, but he did hit two batters while he struck out four of the five outs he recorded. 3-1, and he missed down and away. Consecutive five-pitch walks, and Augusta, a looming threat here in the eighth inning, looking for some much-needed breathing room, trying to get this to the ninth inning. And Hernandez in a little bit of trouble. He is a big strikeout guy. He certainly can work himself out of trouble. He's got 27 strikeouts and 17-plus innings this year. Whole infield meets at the mound to talk. Stephen Pelini is going to be the batter. He is 0-for-2 with a walk and two strikeouts today. Augusta hitters now have drawn four walks in the game. And now Stephen Pelini trying to come through here. Extended his on-base run to 12. Back with his walk in the fourth inning, he was one of the three runs that came around to score. Mesquita at second, Parker at first, both with good speed out there. Pelini trying to plug a gap. Hernandez deals to Steven, and he missed in the dirt. That'll jump in front of Quintero, then roll behind him. Both runners will move up. Mesquita lost his balance around third. He thought he might have been pushed a little bit. Him and Triantos are arguing. Mesquita's upset that he obstructed his turn, and Triantos is hearing none of it. Master Perez steps in there to calm down Mesquita, who was getting a little animated out there. He's very mild-mannered, but he was upset about the way Triantos kind of stepped near the bag and lost his balance on the turn. Both runners move up. Mesquita, I think, more than anything, hoping he didn't get hurt on that. Now he's fine. Parker's at second. Infield now moves in for Myrtle Beach. 1-0 pitch. That's a ball. And just off the outside edge is a tailed away from Pelini. 97 on the gas from Hernandez. Two monumental insurance runs in scoring position. Nobody out. Green Jackets just looking for some contact here, and we've got something going on down at third. Our baseball is on the field. Not sure where that came from. I think a kid threw it out there. Good catch by the home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman. Best not to do that. Bullpen for the Green Jackets tells him Big no-no. 2-0 the count to Pelini. Second and third, nobody out. The pitch is on the inside corner. Another good velocity fastball from Hernandez. Two balls and a strike. Good hitter's count for Pelini. Chokes up just a little bit. Infield right on the edge of the grass. 2-1 pitch, line to third. It's caught by Triantos. Both runners get back, but a rocket off the bat of Stephen Pelini the opposite way, right into the sailing mitt of James Triantos. Squatted down a little bit and went slicing right into the glove. Tough first out of the inning. Opens things up a little bit for Myrtle Beach. Infield remains in. Adam Zabrowski now the batter. As he looks to make his mark on this game and wanted to call for time, thought better of it. First pitch to him is right down the middle. Fastball from Hernandez, 0-1. And a shot like that, more often than not, is going to give you results. Not that time. Hernandez now with a slight avenue out of the inning if he can get a strikeout here. 0-1 pitch. Zabrowski bounces one up the middle. Mesquita's coming home. Only play is first. Zabrowski's out. Mesquita touches the plate, and Augusta's lead is now 2. Just needed some contact, and Rivero looked home but realized no shot. Not with Mesquita running. Took the sure out at first. Parker moved to third, and Augusta adds a key insurance run as it's now 6-4. That'll make Ronaldo Alessandro breathe a little easier entering the mound next half inning. And now trying for one more. Makai Backstrom, again, he is due. He's anxious to get a hold of one here. First pitch to Makai is off the corner. Big fastball from Hernandez. It's about all he's thrown in this outing so far. One ball, no strikes. For Zabrowski, that's RBI number 43, his 8th of the series in 4 starts. 1-0 pitch is a check swing down and in. One ball and one strike. Brandon Parker at third base. Infield now playing back for the exception of Triantos. He's still on the edge of the grass. In case of a bunt, he might back up after he sees a cut from Backstrom. 2-0 pitch, a check swing. That one's outside. 3 balls, no strikes. Hernandez, not a huge fan of the strike zone, thinks he's getting squeezed a little bit out there. Well-located pitch. Augusta's just watching him go by. Getting him to think about it a little bit. Connor Blair waits next. 3-0 the count to Makai Backstrom. The pitch is outside. He lost him. 4-pitch walk. Backstrom is on for the first time today. And for him, that extends a little on-base run. He has now reached base in 10 consecutive games. Still looking for his first hit in this series, but he's drawn the walks. Gets one there, extends the inning for Connor Blair. Pitching coach Clayton Mortensen will come out to the mound to talk with Hernandez. Well, I think more than anything, this is just a calm down conversation because you can see a little bit there's some visible frustration from Hernandez and some of the calls he's not getting. And he's working those corners. There are a few close ones to Backstrom that did not go his way. The run Augusta scored on him is the first time he's allowed a run since July the 9th. Has had a good month pitching for the Pelicans since his first 2 outings. Got knocked around a little bit by Charleston and Columbia, but has been lights out in his last 4, including earlier this week. A guy who doesn't yield many hits. Bones in just 167 against Hernandez this year. He has electric stuff on the mound. Three walks in the inning. One of them has scored. 2 are still out there. Connor Blair trying to make him pay, who's already driven one himself. Augusta doesn't have a hit since the 4th inning. Again, that was the 2-run triple by Geraldo Quintero, which put them at 5 runs. Nobody holding on Backstrom as they'll scamper back to first. Stevens now going to go hold them on. That's a spot you want to hold them. Backstrom otherwise would have taken a walking lead into second base. Malcolm Quintero had to remind Stevens to get back on the bag. Righty-righty, first pitch to Blair. He had a big cut, but he fouled it into the mitt of Quintero. 0-1. Backstrom might take off if he gets 2 strikes here. Might try and create a diversion. They might even try that before it gets the 2 strikes. knowing how good Hernandez can be with that stuff he has, that fastball in particular. He does run, 0-1 pitch, bounce fouled on the third base side. Didn't have a huge jump that time. Might have been trying to get into that diversion as mentioned. No balls, two strikes the count. Augusta 6, Myrtle Beach 4 here in the bottom of the 8th inning. One run is in on the fielder's choice. Or I should say the RBI ground out by Adam Zabrowski. Gives Augusta a two-run cushion. 0-2. Rockstrom's running again. They're going to pump a throw down to second base. Backstrom is just galloping down to second base. They are not going to bother. Trying to get in a rundown. Malcolm Quintero and the rest of the Pelicans do not care if he takes second. So he'll trot down. He'll get the stolen base. For Backstrom, that's his sixth. And now second and third. 1-2 the count to Connor Blair. Hernandez just trying to stay focused on the eight hitter. 1-2. That's going to hit him right around the shoulder. Malcolm Quintero popped up as if he thought that hit the knob, I think. Or he kind of got freaked out by where that hit him. Blair is shaking that arm on the way down. I think the Pelicans thought at first that might have hit the knob of the bat, but that seemed like it at least got a piece of Blair. If it hits the knob and then the batter, that's a foul ball. It looked like that got Blair square on the shoulder first. So a make or break spot here for Augusta, trying to put the hammer down on the Pelicans. Eliezel Stevens comes up with the bases loaded. One run is in. The bases are loaded without the benefit of a hit. Three walks and a hit batter. Parker at third, Backstrom at second, Blair now at first for Eliezel Stevens. He has reached twice and has scored a pair of runs today. First pitch to him is a strike. Started him off speed and Stevens stunned at that call. Thought that might have been outside. Instead, he's down 0-1. Pelicans infield backs up. Trianto still playing even with the bag at third. The 0-1 is a chopper towards second. This will be played by Uma. Stevens not covering the bag. He gets over last second with Hernandez also in the neighborhood, but they make the play. Slight miscommunication on who's going to get the ball. Uma called them off, sent him back to first, and tosses to him to get the final out, and the inning is over. We head to the ninth. Alessandro trying to end this losing streak and give the Green Jackets game five. It's 6-4 Augusta. Ninth inning is next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
SRP Park, game five of the series. Green Jackets trying to snap a three-game losing streak to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They lead them 6-4 as we enter the final inning. Malcolm Quintero, Alejandro Rivera, Josue Uma, the three due up for the Chicago Cubs single-A affiliate. It'll be Ronaldo Alessandro. Tyler Owens is up in the bullpen just in case, but Alessandro threw just 14 pitches in the eighth inning. Is going for a second six-out save of the year. Also had one against Fayetteville at the end of June. First pitch coming to Quintero. He missed with a breaking ball. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the order has done a little damage today for the Pelicans. Quintero in particular has reached twice in three at-bats today. 1-0. A foul ball behind the fastball at 93 from Ronaldo. One ball, one strike. Alessandro struck out the last two hitters of the eighth. Trying to keep that momentum up. Break even pitch is down and in. Two balls and a strike. And for Alessandro and the Green Jackets, the way this week has gone, especially late in games, it's that first batter in a two-run lead that just feels oh so important. 2-1. A foul back into the wire. Two balls, two strikes. And the Pelicans came back on Augusta back on Thursday night when they led 5-4 in the ninth inning. Or I should say 4-3, I beg your pardon. That was just the third time this year Augusta had lost entering the ninth inning with a lead. 2-2. He struck him out. A foul tip caught by Zabrowski as he gassed him up. Three straight punch outs for Alessandro. One away in the ninth for the Pelicans. He's racking up the strikeouts. 13 punch outs for a Green Jacket pitching here tonight. And now it's Ethan Hearn. He's going to pinch hit here for Alejandro Rivero. Hearn's had a huge week here, as Buddy Bailey will go to one of the members on his five-man bench. Hearn has hit two home runs this week. He has driven in eight altogether against Augusta in 11 previous games. That's from the left-hand side. First pitch coming is inside. One ball, no strikes. Buddy Bailey has Ethan Hearn, Scott McKeon, Ryan Serra, Juan Moore, and Matt Workington on the bench. He is using Hearn here. Probably the only pinch batter he would use with the top of the order due next. Wants a left-handed bat up there against Ronaldo Alessandro. One ball, no strikes the count. Ronaldo takes a breath, kicks and throws. Fastball swung on and missed. 93 on the gun. One ball, one strike. Bullpen trying to finish strong for Augusta. A.J. Smith-Shawver in line for the win if Alessandro can get this to the finish line. Break-even pitch. Another swing and a miss. Three-fourth swing, couldn't hold up. One ball, two strikes. When Alessandro is dialing up the zone like he is now, he can be a very effective pitcher. Back-end reliever type stuff with that big fastball and slider. 1-2 pitch, and down he goes, struck him out swinging. 95 on the heater, and the Pelicans are down to their final out. Four straight strikeouts for Alessandro, and it's up to Josue Uma. One more to go for Alessandro and the Green Jackets. As a stoppage of some sort for home plate umpire, Jalen Goodman wants to reset the pitch clock. Still looking for it. Now he's got it. Uma has two hits today, a single and a two-run double. Last scoring play for the Pelicans in the fifth. First pitch, a swing and a miss. 0-1. This is about as good as Alessandro has been in terms of his swing and miss stuff tonight. Has yet to allow anything. The 0-1. A fastball right down the middle, 0-2. Uma down to his final strike. Crowd moves to their feet here at SRP Park. Trying to get the final out at the plate. The 0-2 pitch, and he missed with a slider. Good take by Uma. Great time to pull that out of the toolbox for Alessandro. Uma sitting dead red on the fastball. Let that go all the way. Ball one, strike two. Here comes Alessandro, and a ground ball foul down the first base side. We'll try it again. One ball, two strikes. Tying run on deck in Parker Chavers. One ball, two strikes. The kick and the throw. A ground ball to first. Backstrom scoops it up. He'll take it to first. And this game is over. The Green Jackets snap a three-game losing streak with a 6-4 game. The bullpen shuts the door. And they take game five from Myrtle Beach. Ronaldo Alessandro gets the final six outs. He gets the save. A.J. Smith-Shawver gets the win, and now the Green Jackets will go for a series split tomorrow night. Well-pitched game on all ends. Green Jackets a winner tonight, 6-4 the final. The Easy Go postgame show coming up next on the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
In Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University Health's Georgia Cancer Center, we understand that getting through a cancer diagnosis and treatment affects every aspect of your life, which is why we treat the whole patient, body, mind, and spirit. No two cancers are the same, which is why we have a dedicated multidisciplinary team of experts who personalize treatment options. The most advanced cancer care is right in our backyard at AU Health's Georgia Cancer Center. AU Health and the Georgia Cancer Center are your trusted healthcare partners.
Welcome into the Easy Go postgame show here from SRP Park. It is a final here tonight as Augusta holds off Myrtle Beach. Bullpen slams the door and they win it 6-4. And have a chance to split this series with the Pelicans tomorrow night. Mitchell Spouts with you on the postgame show as we wrap things up here from SRP Park. What a game it was tonight. Augusta fell behind again early, 1-0, but two runs in the third game, an inning on a hit by Brandel Mesquita. Three more scored in the fourth inning with a big two-run triple by Geraldo Quintero. That made it 5-2. Pelicans got back in it with two in the fifth, and after Augusta was really stymied offensively through the next four innings, they produced a key insurance run in the eighth inning, gave Alessandro a little bit more breathing room. He gets the final six outs. Augusta's a winner, 6-4, the final score. Let's check out the final numbers of this ball game. For Augusta, six runs, five hits, no errors. They left six runners on base. They are now 46-47 on the year and 10-17 in the second half. For Myrtle Beach, four runs, eight hits, one error, six runners left on base. They're now 63-32 and 16-13 in the second half. Winning pitcher tonight is A.J. Smith-Shawver. He has now won consecutive starts. He is 3-4. Loser is Didier Vargas. He was the starter for the Pelicans. He is now 0-1 with Myrtle Beach. Save goes to Ronaldo Alessandro, his second six-out save of the season. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 22 minutes in front of a paid attendance of 4,074. Time now for our WOW phone internet cable play of the ball game, and we will give this to Brandel Mesquita on his hit back in the third inning that scored two runs, brought one home on a single, another one scored on an error. Really helped, I think, electrify Augusta's offense tonight as he had his first hit of the night. But the it guy of the game will go to Geraldo Quintero, sponsored by the Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks. Quintero was 2-for-4, two hits, a single, a triple, and a two-run triple that was in the fourth. That gave Augusta their fifth run of the game. They took a 5-2 lead at that juncture. He is the it guy of the game. Those were his first two hits of the week. Now time for our final drive around the league presented by Easy Go as we check out Carolina League scores to wrap up our night. In the top of the ninth inning in Fayetteville, the Woodpeckers are going for a third straight win. They lead Carolina 3-2. Trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the seventh. One in the seventh, two in the eighth puts the Woodpeckers in front. Fredericksburg beats Salem 6-1 the final. Down East on top of Charleston 7-3 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Delmarva and Lynchburg are tied in the seventh at 4 apiece. 1-0 Columbia over Kannapolis on the road. That's in the bottom of the sixth inning. In the Braves minor league ranks, Rome tops Hickory in extra innings 5-4 in the 11th. Gwinnett leads Jacksonville 3-2 in the bottom of the fourth inning currently. I believe they got disrupted by a little bit of rain. Top of the fifth in Pensacola, the Mississippi Braves lead the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 3-1. In Atlanta, the Braves are leading the Diamondbacks. It's 4-0 Atlanta. William Contreras has two home runs today for the Braves. Tomorrow, this series concludes. Luis Rodriguez, Sam Strickland dueling lefties just like we had on Tuesday to begin the series. They will end it. We start at 5:05 tomorrow, 4:45 first pitch of the ball game. Hope to have you with us as Augusta looks to get a split with the Pelicans before they head on the road for 12 games. And again, we're going on the road for 12 games. If you want to come see the Green Jackets for the first time in a few weeks, tomorrow's your chance. We still got tickets available for the series finale. Again, 4:45 for the On Deck Show, 5:05 first pitch tomorrow here from North Augusta. Otherwise, that is all for our coverage here tonight. For Mitchell Spelt saying so long and good night here from SRP Park. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Enjoy your weekend, everybody, and we hope to have you with us tomorrow. Good night.